We're back now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you on this Monday morning?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, thank you, sir. We appreciate it always when you'll talk with us. Let's talk with about Saturday's game. And the first thing that jumped out at me from Phil Stacey's article in today's Salem News, besides the score, 30-28 over Central Catholic. The word emotion popped right off the page, Brian. And a friend of mine was a longtime coach, and he always talked about how football is an emotional game. And I don't know if he meant for him or for the kids, but could you describe a little bit more about the events on Saturday and maybe leading up to it? Because, you know, these are young, impressionable kids, and as coaches, you care so much about them and what they care for.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great point. It wasn't meant to be brought up as an excuse for why I thought we played an okay game, not a great game.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the reality of the week. We had two ambulances called within an hour of each other on our Wednesday practice. We lost a starting center and a backup defensive back to pretty significant injuries. So anytime you see that, I think, especially as a young, impressionable kid, like you said, I think that just cast a pall over the practice, and it kind of stuck with us throughout the week. And you know, I think it's just hard to see one of your brothers, one of your teammates, go down like that. You know, naturally, you feel for them, and it's hard to play a very physical game after you see that. So that kind of zapped us a little bit. We also had a moment of silence for Gene DiPlacido, who loyally for over 30 years, probably close to 35 years, covered St. John's Prep football for the Salem News, and very close to the program, and we lost her over the summer. So very tough week, and then two of my assistants, who I'm very close with, Mike Barbady and Dave McHenry, we also honored them as they retired from their coaching profession. So a lot going on, and a lot on people's minds that were outside of just Central Catholic in the football game.
Of course. And, you know, nobody would think you're making an excuse about that for how the team plays, but Coach Ingram used to say at practice, after a practice, he could tell when the kids were focused or not during the week. And I don't know how that plays and flows as a coach. How do you determine that, Brian, in terms of preparation during the week, if they're getting it, and then that carries over into a game or not, or even if that is a real thing?
It's always been a gut feel for me. If I see kids flying around, going to the right spots, and we're doing what we're supposed to do, I generally have a feeling that we're in the right place, and I usually get that by the end of the week. We're working towards that. We're also very young. I mean, we have some inexperienced guys playing their first varsity snaps at receiver and defensive backfield, like across the board. So we are very new in those spots, and it's showing up in the games at times. But the effort is certainly there. The want-to is there. It's just a question of a little bit cleaner execution, continuing to practice, and just getting more comfortable with just playing varsity football at a high level.
When you have new kids, something I've learned from coaches this year, I think it is that there's a difference between team speed or individual speed and game speed. And for some of the younger kids who may be really fast kids, they have to get up to speed, so to speak, on either defense and offense in terms of muscle memory or stuff like that, or where to go. Is that a factor with the younger kids, you know, the team speed versus game speed?
Oh, very much so. I mean, no matter how fast you are, I mean, the faster the better, but certainly the way another team operates is very hard to replicate in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're new to varsity football and you got a team like a Central Catholic, somebody really good like that, or a Marshfield, like, they operate at a speed that we can't. We try our best and we do a great job of the show team, but you can't replicate that. So when you're new, you're trying to remember what you're doing, plus the other team's running at their pace, and it's just happening fast. So it ends up slowing you down. Even if you are the fastest kid on the field, you're still going to be operating at a slower speed because you're trying to process.
Mm-hmm.
And that just comes with experience and seeing it and feeling it and doing it and failing and getting your butt kicked and get back up and learn from it. And we're in the process of doing that right now.
Well, we have Phil's article posted, so all, you know, the stats are up there, and the highlights of your specialist and skill players. Is there a particular kid on the line when you watch the film that you You really play, you know, you're a little taller than most guys, so you see everything from above. But most of us, if you're down on the field, we can't see everything in games, so you look at it on film. Is there a particular kid who stood out for you on film that you might want to mention up front on either side?
You know, I thought our O-line as a whole played really well, but if you're narrowing it down, I think both of my tackles, Graham Roberts and Jack DeFilippo, played very, very well for us. Both games, and certainly our right guard, Wells Gillette, has played really well, too. He's one of our captains. Those three guys jump out as experienced guys. They're the three guys that returned from last year's team up front. So not surprised by it, but very pleased with their progression so far early in the season there. They've been very good physically, and both technically and physically, and that's important up front.
One other question I ask at this time of year is about special teams, because in high school, I'm guessing it's a little difficult. I've asked you this before about getting special teams up to speed, and I know that you work on it a lot. How are special teams right now? In particular, you know, the kicking game. Well, both ways,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, mixed bag. We kicked a big field goal right before half that ended up being the difference in the game. So that was good to see. We have a new kicker in Langdon Laws, who has a very good leg. He's done some good things for us, but we also missed the PAT. We've covered kicks fairly well, but we've given one up. Week one, we gave up about a 40-yard return. So it's kind of been a mixed bag. Had a good onside recovery this week. The prior week, we did not get an onside recovery, and it hurt us. So I don't want to say to be expected, because we don't expect that stuff. We want consistency, but we got a lot of new faces, and we're trying to give guys opportunities to impact the game. Guys that may not be starting, we try to, you know, you want to make the club and you want to make an impression as a young guy or a newer guy, get on special teams, find a special teams coach and get out there. So we're giving guys opportunity, and we're kind of working through it right now.
So when you have a win and there are things to work on, does that make practice this week easier or harder for the coaches?
I don't think either. I think it's just we only know one way to do it here, and that's just, you know, get back up and mm-hmm. get on the practice field and make the necessary corrections and just kind of keep building it. You know, I think expectations are tough when you come to places at St. John's Prep. I mean, it's pressure is a privilege type of deal, and it's real. I mean, I think these kids feel it. Three state titles in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. There's a bullseye, and there's a standard and an expectation, and that's all internal. That's not even external stuff. So we're working through it, but we're also 2-0 against two good teams.
Yeah.
And the sun's going to come up, maybe not today, but the rest of the week, and we're going to be all right.
Well, I think
we got a lot of work to do.
I think there's something called positive stress, and it sounds like that's what the kids have when they go to St. John's Prep. They know if academics and athletics. What do you expect from Haverhill now coming up?
Their experience coming back. Their quarterback, he's a junior, but he's a 3-year starter, big, strong, tall kid. They're spread. They got some weapons outside. I saw them the other night. They had a tough night against Tewksbury, but week before they handled Beverly pretty well. So, you know, I know they're experienced in offense, and they want to throw it around. And then defensively, they're a 3-4, and they've played pretty well. Brand-new coach, brand-new staff, so we're still learning about them a little bit. But as we kind of always do around here, we're going to watch them and talk about them a little bit early in the week, and then it's just going to be about us and what we need mm-hmm. to do. And if we take care of us, we should be all right.
Looking forward to the next one. Coach, thank you so much, and good luck this week.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Take care, Brian. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.